I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Well, it's Friday, and it's time again for a little sports talk with our resident sports expert, William C. Roden, author and sports columnist with the New York Times. Hello, Bill.
The great Tony Cox.
Hey, listen, man, I don't know where to begin. There is so much to talk about. Oh, but man, why don't we begin in the Mile High City, where NBA hopes are mile high?
Yeah, there's so many ways to go with that question, but you know, you can't make this stuff up, Tony. You know, now here you have this tremendous fight in New York,
right?
And now, as a result of the fight, the Denver Nuggets get probably one of the best scorers in the league.
It's
they end up with Allen Iverson. You
what,
know,
what a
Carmelo
week
Anthony
for George
is,
Karl, isn't it?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, here it is. You're supposed to be getting punished, right?
Right.
Your leading scorer throws this tremendous roundhouse sucker punch, and David Stern is going to send this message and blah, 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 and everybody's cheering in the street. And the next thing you know, you replace Carmelo with Allen Iverson. You know? I mean, so it's like, what's the punishment?
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of people have been talking about Billy King, the 76ers GM, because it was almost like a fire sale that he had to give up Allen Iverson. I mean, Andre Miller is not garbage, but he's no Allen Iverson,
on.
Let's face it. A good deal or a bad deal on Billy King's part?
Well, I think that he's dealing with damage control. You know, Allen's not coming to practice and all that. I think that it's not a great deal for Philadelphia. You know, and I think Billy King is gonna take some heat for it, because you're right, you pulled this tremendous plug out, and there's a huge hole there. There's a hole culturally in the city. There's a hole in terms of point production. There's a hole in terms of leadership. You know, the only plus in this is that the 76ers save face. And as you know, Tony, this is a bottom line business. This is about saving.
Yes,
if it was about saving face, the Denver Nuggets wouldn't have Allen Iverson.
Absolutely. Talking about the bottom line, $500,000, the fine that David Stern levied against both clubs, in addition to the individual fines and the 15-game suspension for Carmelo Anthony et al. Now, we know David Stern has been trying to control his league's image, but is it working?
The fines, I think, were appropriate. You had a fight, and it got out of control, and I think you had to punish people. I'm more concerned with some of the language and imagery around the fight. You know, people are calling this a brawl. People are calling this a, quote, black eye, a black cloud. You know, I don't like that kind of stuff, Tony. I mean, the league is 87% black. I don't like that. And people are trying to, you know, go from a fight, which happens every single day in hockey, every single day, to some type of comment on, you know, society and black America. It was a fight. It was a bunch of professionals. The Knicks were getting killed at home by the media. They're getting booed at home. They were frustrated. And frankly, I think that what they did competitively, they drew a line and said, listen, enough is enough.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a point that you have to say, if you're a David Stern or if you are the commissioner of the NFL or the NHL, that, look, enough of this is enough, because you are impacting the bottom line with your behavior?
Well, yeah, but you can't. You've got, in each of the sports you mentioned, sports that are based, particularly in football, on violence. You know, it's violence. In baseball, you've got the brushback pitch thrown at somebody's head is a routine part of the game. You know, this isn't war. I mean, this is competitive sports, and people have been doing this stuff for years. I mean, Pat Riley is probably laughing at this stuff. I mean, his whole reputation and the Knicks was built on enforcers and making sure. I mean, sports, Tony, as you know, is basically largely a game of intimidation. You can't control this stuff. I mean, if a fight breaks out, and the reason we're talking about this, Tony, in the NBA, is because there have not been a lot of fights. There was a fight a couple years ago. Now, that was a brawl.
Okay.
That was a brawl. There was a brawl in Detroit, and then there was this fight. It's 2 years. This stuff does not happen a lot. And that, I think that's why we're talking about it, because it is unusual, because the athletes usually do have their emotions pretty much in check. So I just think that because it's a large number of African-American men doing this stuff, I think it becomes a little more dramatic and impactful. And if the question is, well, do they need to just always check themselves? Well, yeah, but I just think that We can't go overboard with this stuff. It doesn't happen every single day.
All right. We spent most of our time talking about the NBA because it was a lot of stuff to talk about. So that cuts down on what I can ask you now as far as the NFL is concerned, because we are headed toward the playoffs. All right. Who do you like? Who do you like so far?
You know, everybody. This is like the complete. This is like.
What kind of answer is that?
No, man. Well, because it's so mediocre that any day. I mean, to be honest, man, I think the Jets could end up representing.
The Jets.
That's how even this stuff is. There's no great team out there. Do you see a great team out there?
So you don't think that it's going to come down to the Pats or the Chargers or the Colts?
No. Maybe, really? Now maybe the Chargers, the Colts are fatally flawed.
Okay.
The Colts are, and I love Tony Dungy, but you cannot go into the playoffs with no defense, you know, with people can just, you know, who can run against you like it's touch football.
All right, so what about in the NFC? Now, the Bears, you know, they've been doing their thing pretty much all season long. But New Orleans, well, until lately, they were they had some momentum on their side. Who do you like the NFC?
The dream is over. I'm from Chicago. I do like the Bears now that they've got Tank, the gun runner, Johnson.
You could keep him out of the lineup, maybe.
That's another
story for the next time we get together.
But I do like Chicago, but even they're flawed with Rex Grossman. So, you know, just for the sake of, I'll say Chicago, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
As always, Bill, thank you very much. And one more thing. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Tony, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to all.
William C. Roden is an author and sports columnist for The New York Times.